Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Yeah. Oops. Hello.
Whoops.
Well, I hit the button and it didn't go, but it's going now.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. It's episode 729 of the Hucklebug. Next
seven
week.
Seven plus two.
Equals nine. Way to go, Bet.
Oh, my God. This is going to be the best episode we ever did.
See, I was all about to tell everybody that next week's episode was going to be good because it ends in a zero. But this one is really the one that's going to be good.
Hold on to your hats, people. You will die by the end of this episode.
That's right. So you better be. Isn't there a horror movie like that where like if you watch this movie to the end, you're gonna die?
Yep.
I thought there was. So we took a brief hiatus last week, and in the interim, a million people died. But we're only going to talk about three of them, and we'll do them chronologically. Roberta Flack passed away. First time ever I saw your face, of course.
A great soul singer.
Mm-hmm. Didn't she also do Killing Me Softly? That was Roberta Flack.
Killing Me Softly with his song. Yes. Yeah.
Which is a song we've talked about here on the Hucklebug before.
Oh, yeah, and the meaning of it.
Yes, because...
But, you know, the first time ever I saw his face is so... It's so silent.
Yeah.
It's almost just her whispering and one piece of music, one instrumentalist playing.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Oh, it is. It's.
And I'm sure she did so much more great stuff. I mean, what, 88, I think she was?
Yeah. Yeah. She'd been around a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not as familiar with her catalog as I ought to be. Mm. But just for those two big songs alone, I think she should be well known. So rest in peace, Ms. Flack. Thank you for the music.
Yes.
And then Gene Hackman. Voice. Oh, gosh, yeah, and your voice. Your voice is so good. And then Gene Hackman passed away.
Oh.
Now, he was 95. He had he was in the advanced stages of Alzheimer's. So, I mean, you know, he'd lived a life, our Gene Hackman. But it was under very sad circumstances. Actually, Bet and I were just checking this out before the show. Because when his death was announced, they said there were no signs of foul play, but that him and his wife and their dog were all dead in the house together.
It was
everybody was going, murder, suicide, blah, blah, blah. But it sounds like what happened is his wife, who was 65, died a few days before him of a virus. And then poor Gene just died of heart disease. Heart disease was the official cause of death.
Yes.
But... he hadn't eaten anything very recently. And then we assume that their poor doggy probably starved to death because nobody was there to feed him. So sad.
So sad. And Gene, an actor's actor.
Yes.
And I think a journeyman actor. He just did what he needed to do to make a part great. But if I can say briefly... The French Connection, of course, everyone knows that and loves it. I've never seen the movie Unforgiven.
It's good.
I should be forgiven for not seeing it.
Oh, I can forgive you for not seeing it.
But for me, two movies. The Conversation.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Not only is he great in it, but it's such a great movie.
What a brilliant, brilliant film.
Brilliant.
Everybody see it.
But... Gene, who you were and what you did, that you did an uncredited cameo in Mel Brooks's Young Frankenstein.
I'm going to blow your mind, or maybe I won't blow your mind.
As the blind priest that Frankenstein visits. And for the whole of Stenny and my knowing life. Mm-hmm. Wait, where are you going? I was going to make espresso. He did a comedy turn.
Oh, he's so good.
As an actor who only did dramas.
That's true. Up until that point, he's not really been seen in any comedy.
That cracks everybody up in that movie. And I just would love to know what was in his mind when he... did he go to Mel, or did Mel come to him?
I don't know if he went to Mel. He went to, I think it was Peter Boyle. He and Peter Boyle were buddies, I think.
Like
roommates.
Okay.
And he said, I want to be in that movie, too. I want to do a comedy. I want to be in that movie, too. I'm going to blow your mind, or maybe I won't. The Conversation and Young Frankenstein were the same year.
Ooh.
He made both those movies in 1974.
Yeah, that was 1974.
Yep. A couple of my favorite Gene Hackman roles, the two that Bette have mentioned, are also in my top, like, five. Mississippi Burning, he's amazing in. He's fucking phenomenal in that movie.
I know you love that movie so much.
It's another one of those white savior movies, isn't it? But his performance is so good.
God, I've forgotten about that.
And Bonnie and Clyde, which I think was kind of his first feature, I think.
It was
67.
Tell me something, Stans, because you posted a picture of him and Warren, and you said they're about to do something.
No, if you click on that, it shows the scene. It's the scene where I think Clyde has just asked his brother, was it Bill? Bill Barrow? He's just asked his brother to join their gang, their bank robbing gang. And, you know, and he's enthusiastically accepted. And then he just goes, we're going to have ourselves a time, boy. Woo! And he claps, but then he just sits there. And he's like, yep, I just made that decision.
But then the scene with the shootout where Blanche gets shot in the eyes.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, my God. And Gene in the... Oh, God, how did I not remember that, Steve?
Another phenomenal Gene Hackman role where he just keeps surprising you over and over again. The Birdcage. He was so fucking great in The Birdcage. And you have not lived unless you've seen Gene Hackman in drag. So if you haven't seen The Birdcage, please put it in your queue.
And it's so funny because the day after his passing, when I went out to the company I worked for and told my sister, old Gene, and she said, oh, I know. And I said, guess what? All of my friends on Facebook were quoting. And she said, of course it was, I was going to make espresso. Has to be something from The Birdcage, right? So she knew it too.
No, I don't. That's interesting because I can't remember any of his lines.
I know,
but the visual of him in drag at the end of that movie is so great. Rest in peace, Gene Hackman. We love you to death. Flights of Angels, Sing Thee to Thy Rest, and then David Johansen from the New York Dolls, also better known to some as Buster Poindexter. He passed away.
Hot.
Last week. Yeah, that's right. Hot. He was also, by the way, David Johansen played the ghost of Christmas Past in Scrooged, the Bill Murray version.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He was quite good in that. He was on Saturday Night Live a lot in those days.
Yeah,
late 80s.
But you know, the thing of it is, I just knew of him in the 80s as, you know, he became Buster Poindexter and, you know, he was a personality. He was a bon vivant.
Yes.
But in those days, thank you, sister-in-law, that I got Underground Garage, they play a lot of New York Doll songs.
There you go.
Boy, were they a fun ass band.
I'm kind of surprised that you didn't know the New York Dolls before then.
I didn't. And I love their songs. And then, you know, they were the first band that dressed up and dressed as women and put on makeup and fingernail polish. And
well, it was during that time too, right? It was during that glam era.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had Bowie and Iggy Pop and et cetera. So rest in peace also to David Johansen. That's a lot of rips. We will miss all of you. Bless you all. So now we will move on to your shout outs. Roar!
Rawr.
And we're going to Hucklebuck.com first.
That sounded like an angry roar.
It's more of a growl out, isn't it? That's more of a growl out that way. Our first shout out on Hucklebuck.com is for Tina.
Stand in the place where you live.
Now leave us a comment. She says, hi, both. Love all versions of the fuck-offs. Definitely should continue, but I fear it will be Trump for the next 4 years. Yeah, sadly. Unless he dies. We live in hope. Well, he might just die. We are gonna bring the fuck-offs back. Starting this week, we're gonna do the fuck-offs regularly for DJT. I hate to say his name, so I think maybe I'll just call him DJT if that's all right. But you all know who I mean.
Yeah.
Tina also says, sorry for the Mish and Marla mix up, old age, you know. Oh, no worries. I just was clarifying. I wasn't trying to
care about us. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I was not trying to castigate. I was merely clarifying. Bet she's got some stuff here for you.
She says, Bet, if you're still working next winter, you need to set up with a laptop and be able to work from home.
I agree with this.
Well, I actually have a laptop. Because during the pandemic, there was the thing where people needed to work from home.
Right.
So I got the laptop. It's nothing but a pain in my ass. And you also have to have some other software to do that.
Yeah, you got to have a VPN and all that.
It's just for that. That's too bad. She says, I hate winter. I was definitely a bear in a former life. I could easily hibernate for 4 months. Oh my God.
I could probably hibernate for more than that, to be honest.
She says, not sure how you feel about the Bridget Jones franchise, but I went to see the last film at the cinema last week and loved it. It's very funny and endearing. So if you like them, definitely put it on your list. I saw the first one.
I saw the first one also, and I liked it. Renee Zellweger's the one I don't care for as much in that group. Of course, I love Colin, and of course, I love Hugh.
Yes.
But yeah, Renee, I'm iffy on, so that, I think that's probably why I've stayed away from the others. Thank you, Tina, for your shout out. She ends by saying, enjoy your week off and catch up when you are back. Well, that's what we are doing right now. And now we will move over to Facebook. We've got a couple shout outs over there as well. We have one for Donna. Oh, Donna. We have a shout out. Donna is her name. As you guys can tell, we are still not able to sing in unison.
But we try.
We try. Donna says, Donna here, not Janet. I'm still listening to episodes while hiking and enjoying your stories, laughter, and fuck-offs. We really enjoyed Will and Harper. We have several trans friends and are especially worried for their general well-being, but also their abilities to continue to get the medication and healthcare they need, depending on their state. And, of course, some of the enemy keeps mentioning same-sex marriage. I know. I have heard that.
Help us all.
I would hope that those who are already married will remain married and
you
will not be like nullified.
Away.
Surely. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. So,
well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
She also says, I thought of the company I work for staff when flying home from Mexico. A handsome buff couple in sharing my row on the plane was playing Heads Up. They didn't look like the type, but there were times they were giggling so hard my seat was shaking. It was cute and a good distraction. Have a good show. Thank you. Thank you, Donna. I almost said thank you, Janet, because, of course, they share a Facebook account. Yeah. Thank you, Donna. We appreciate you. And our final shout-out this week is for Kelly
with an I. And Kelly says, my favorite F phrase these days seems to be, what the ever-living fuck? Well,
that's a good one.
If, because she's nice.
And she's nice, but we know what you mean. She means fuck.
And she says, have a good week off. But Kelly with an IE, I have to tell you something before I even saw this. I've been thinking about you all day. Because last night I put something into my pocket and I know it has to be from you.
What is it?
I have a dog butt. In my pocket.
A what?
a dog butt.
You did say a dog butt. I was like, yes, I thought you said a dog butt. You did. You said it.
I know, Kelly with an IE. Tell me it's true that you were the person who sent me a surprise in the mail, which was a set of dog butt magnets.
Ooh,
that I put
on my
refrigerator. And you put them out, you put them on your refrigerator, and it's a dog butt.
It's a dog's tail,
you know.
Okay. Does the tail stick out and you can use it as a hook?
It sticks up, it drops down, it's a dog's butt.
Right, but I mean, you can use it as a hook and like hang a.
They're very small. They're very small. Oh, okay. I use them to hold up my pictures on the.
Okay, yeah, of course, sure.
But last night, one of them fell off of the refrigerator into the floor. And I thought, well, before I step on this and fall on my face and break my teeth, I'm going to put it in my pocket. So all day, I've been carrying around a dog butt in my pocket.
And like you do.
I took it out this afternoon, and it was the Golden Retriever's dog butt.
Okay.
And Kelly with an IE, please confirm for me. I know it had to be from you that you were the one who sent me the set of dog butt magnets that I have on my refrigerator.
All right, Kelly, let's hear from you. Is that where she got
that
from?
You, Kelly, with an IE.
I don't know. I feel like lots of people could have given you that gift, but I believe you. So, Kelly, with an IE, please chime in. Let us know. Is that what's actually going on? And those are your shout-outs this week.
Yay!
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. I know we were away last week. Thank you for hanging in with us. We just felt like taking a week off. Sometimes we just
do.
All right, Niblet. Tell us about your movies.
Well, I have two movies this week.
Yes.
And the first one, well, thank you, Donna. But also thank you, Stens, because I watched Will and Harper. And Will. I can't remember who comes
It's Will first. And Harper, I believe.
Okay. How amazing this movie is.
It is lovely, isn't it?
It is just something else.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that I have to say, and please don't think I'm awful. Just please take it as read.
I'll try not to.
Because it makes things even better for me watching it. You know, you talked about when he was Andrew.
Uh-huh.
He was a man's man, pickup truck, beer.
Yep.
You know.
Motocross.
Right. But when he transitions, he is no Laverne Cox or Ruby Rose with all the makeup and the gray
right.
hair. He is just a guy who's transitioning into a woman. And it's not
he hasn't,
the beauty.
I think he hasn't found his look yet.
Right.
She.
Right. She's not the beauty that we think she's going to be. But, like I said, that makes it even better for me.
And they touch on that in the movie,
too. Yeah, but...
She talks about how she's, like, not quite comfortable with with her beauty at this stage.
Still trying.
Yep.
A little old to be trying, maybe. So maybe that's why.
Yeah,
it's
I mean that's
longer.
That's tricky, isn't it? You know, I mean, I'm 55, and I've never really worn makeup either.
Yeah.
So I would not be a good resource, Harper. If you wanted tips, well, you would not get them from me. But yeah, it's hard at that stage in life to suddenly
but,
go.
With that look, when they go to their first place, the Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
Where the waitress is trying to be so nice, and she says, "And you, sir?"
Right.
And he says, "Actually, it's ma'am."
She says, "Ma'am."
And she says, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
She's okay. She doesn't make a scene. There are a couple of things that I have to say about this movie that just everything about this movie blew me away, people.
Yeah.
First of all, the music.
Oh yeah.
Every time they take a get in the car and drive away again. There's a new song that plays. And all of them are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever picked out the music.
Oh, the music's great.
This is great. There are two scenes that made me cry my fucking eyes out.
Mm.
One was when they were in Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma at was lovely.
At her old bar.
Mm-hmm.
The other is Texas.
Yeah, Texas was not so nice.
Will, who wants to be funny,
yeah,
but he's not funny. Well,
he misjudged the situation.
He's funny sometimes because Harper says, you can ask me anything. And so finally, Will kind of comes out of himself and asks about breasts and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And they laugh a bit. But at the beginning, Will packs this Sherlock Holmes outfit.
Oh, yes.
And he thinks, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
And it's not. And
oh, it's not
just
fun at all.
Makes me cry so hard.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's just these two friends.
Yeah.
And I adored this movie so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too. It is at its heart, it's two friends, and they're both struggling to understand things, you know, new things to them, and they're just supporting each other through it, and it's just a lovely thing.
Yeah, and to me, the scariest thing about this trip that they made across the country, meeting all of these people who may or may not like them,
mm-hmm.
is that they made it in a 1985 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Yeah.
How like in the hell did that car make it across the country with shag carpet in it?
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like it should have a couple of surfboards sticking out of the back of it. It looks like a Woody. It looks like an old Woody.
But people, please, please, if you have 90 minutes or so, please watch this movie. It is so great.
It's lovely. What is it? It's on Netflix again, is that right?
It is on Netflix for free if you have Netflix.
If you have Netflix, yeah. What's your second movie?
My second story, story. I watched Sunday morning of this past week, and I had no idea until the night when I was watching with one eye the Oscars, that it was actually an Oscar-nominated movie for Best Screenplay, a movie called September 5th.
Hmm.
And I think it was on Hulu, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But it's the story of Black September and the Palestinians at the 1972 Olympics in Munich.
Oh, okay, okay.
And that is right in my wheelhouse because it's history that I remember.
Right.
I can so remember when I was a kid, 12 years old, watching it. But it is told from the point of view, I mean, the whole movie is from them, ABC. Who were broadcasting the Olympics, and this happened on their watch.
Right.
And how they dealt with it, and Rune Arledge and Peter Jennings comes into it at some point.
I remember
and
that
just
guy.
how they tried to move. They were so close to the Israeli compound that they could move one of their cameras out, and that's how they got all that great footage, but horrible footage.
Yes.
It's riveting, and it's wonderful, and it's a lovely, lovely movie.
Okay. All right. September 5th?
September 5th.
September 5th. All right.
When you look at it, don't say 5th. September 5.
September 5. Okay. Right. I have a movie this week also. Yes. I watched it last night. Hulu. Ooh, I think it was on Hulu. I'm not sure. I believe it was on Hulu. The movie is called Maggie Moores. Moores is spelled M-O-O-R-E, parentheses S.
I've never heard of that.
I had never heard of it either, and I was really hoping it was going to be a little hidden gem. And it's not quite a hidden gem, but I'll still give it a thumbs up. It's a movie about a police chief in a small town, and his deputy, the police chief is John Hamm, who of course love. Can't go wrong.
That's, you had me at John Hamm.
His deputy is Nick Mohammed, who's Nate.
Yeah,
Nate on Ted Lasso. And then, so they're investigating the murder of a woman named Maggie Moore. And then a week later, another woman named Maggie Moore also is murdered. And so it's the story of them trying to put these two crimes together and figure it out. And while investigating the case, John Hamm's character meets and pretty quickly falls for a nosy next door neighbor of the first Maggie Moore that was murdered, played by Tina Fey. Again, hard to go wrong. We got a good cast going here. Yeah.
Wow.
It's mostly light. It's got the romantic subplot is kind of understated.
I was going to say with Tina Fey, it's not just a drama. Right.
Exactly. It's right. No, it's got a nice light touch. Most of it's quite funny. Although it does, when it turns serious right quick, and you're probably not going to be ready for it because I wasn't. Although maybe my warning here will will give you enough of a heads up that something serious is going to happen at some point. But for the most, the romantic subplot with John Hamm and Tina Fey, who, by the way, lovely chemistry, work great together. I'm sure they've worked together multiple times.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
Many times.
And yes. So they, you know, they get each other, obviously. But it's a really understated romantic subplot, which, you know, kind of helped, I think. And then, you know, as he's investigating the crime, there's, you know, you can say there's some elements of Only Murders in the Building to it.
Ooh.
And then with the romantic subplot, there's like some elements of romantic comedy as well. But then the second murder kind of throws a monkey wrench into everything. And then it's very interesting, but it's also, it's pretty uneven. And, you know, there are, you know, when it was all said and done and over with, I was like, well, you know, probably could have fixed this and that and the other thing. But I think overall still a solid thumbs up for Maggie
Moore.
Maggie Moore's. Maggie Moore's. And I think, I'm pretty sure it was on Hulu. It might have been Netflix. One of those two.
Haven't seen it on my Netflix feed, so might be Hulu.
I can't remember even how. I think I just was searching, searching. What's here? And there it was. And I was like, well, I've not heard of this, but obviously I love John Hamm and Tina Fey, so I don't mind watching them together. It's probably not that bad. And it wasn't that bad. In fact, it was pretty good. Pretty good. Not a hidden gem, but a hidden, you know, agate, perhaps.
Something right. to watch. There
yeah, it's a thing to watch, people. It's a thing to watch. All right, Niblet, what do you got next for us?
Well, I have something called Bet Takes a Deep Breath.
Right. Well, deep breath, and it says big breath in my notes.
Oh, okay.
All right, either way.
Folks, in our missive tonight, I said after a bit of a worrying time.
Yes.
We're going to be here doing the show.
That's right. We did have a worrying time.
And there was a bit of a worrying time, and I might be still having a little worry about it. But this has to do with family. And my birthday dinner, you know, our family has the traditional birthday dinner, not on your birthday.
Right.
And
often months afterwards.
Yes. And so normally... On normal occasions, my sis will come out and she'll say, do you think you could do your birthday this weekend? Or do you think Tuesday would be okay for your birthday?
Right.
This year, on Tuesday of this week, I came in and she said, well, it looks like your birthday dinner is going to have to be on Sunday this week.
Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday.
Oh.
And
shit. We're out of time, everybody.
And frankly, folks, she didn't ask. She said,
no, she just
looks like your birthday's going to have to be on Sunday.
She issued an edict.
And I said, well, actually, Pat, that's great. That's better for me because Sunday I have nothing going on. You know, I don't have to go to work the next day, but that's great.
Yeah.
And so all was well. Then Thursday, I came in.
Right.
And sat down and she said, well, because my family has no fucking, I don't think she said fucking, because my family has no idea what's up in their lives, looks like your birthday dinner's going to be on Saturday this weekend.
That's no good.
And I got mad, but I didn't play mad. I just sat there.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Pat, you know, I told you that Sunday was better for me.
And it's your birthday.
And, you know, I do the podcast on Saturday. And, of course, my sister knows nothing or cares nothing about the podcast.
No.
And so she left it at that, and I left it at that. And I just kept thinking about how kind of pissed off I was about this.
You should get to decide when your birthday dinner is.
It's my birthday dinner, and... Right. You know, and she's telling me when it has to happen, and I have to cancel something. I love to do it.
Right.
So, yesterday,
You put your big girl panties on.
I put my big girl panties on, and I took a big breath. And first thing when I got there, I said, Pat, I have to ask you something, and please don't get mad at me.
Yes.
Can we just cancel the birthday dinner for this weekend?
Yeah.
And she kind of became, as I was telling Stinny, a little pouty pants.
Yeah, pouty pants.
And she said, well, this month, none of us has anything else to do, has anything else open, you know.
Right.
So, and I said, well, I don't care if it's 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Right.
Her birthday's in May. Maybe we can have a combined birthday dinner. I don't care.
Yeah. You just don't want to cancel a thing that you do weekly.
Right.
It's like the only, I don't want to say it's the only thing in your calendar, but you know, it's a recurring thing.
And I did mention in a very, I thought, of course I'm me, but I thought in a very nice way.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me. You just told me when I was to come out there. And I really don't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she said, well, okay, if you don't want to. And then I heard her end of a conversation on the phone with Brian.
Yeah.
Where at one point she said, well, and I told him, I said, you know, Brian already has the reservations at our favorite restaurant.
Right.
Why don't you all go out and have a great dinner anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
Just, you know, we'll find another time. And so I heard her say, well, she's not going to be there. Hang up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard the ding, which means she's texting.
Texting Taylor.
Taylor and Allison.
Yep.
And I don't know if they said, we'll go out. I think maybe they said, maybe we won't.
Not if Beth's not going to be there.
Because
they live far away, right?
A little poutier
as
the day went on.
Right. Right. So for her, it was another opportunity to see her son, which is reasonable. You know, I understand her being a little pouty, but, you know, it's your birthday.
But in the end, I have to say, I think she got over it a little bit because we did talk back and forth. She didn't just clam up.
Right. She didn't just, like, cease talking to
you. And we did have some laughs here and there during the day. But she was not happy that I wasn't on board with their plans. But, you know, I'm the person.
Exactly.
There are five of us.
Right.
And I'm the person who never has plans. So I can move all around all the stuff they have going on.
Right.
For
one time
in my stinking fucking life.
Right.
I had something. And she was mad because... I wanted to do my thing.
Good for you for standing up.
So I stood up and,
I'm proud of you.
You know, we'll see if when she comes out on Monday and says, well, I didn't get to go out to dinner Saturday night.
I'm sure they went out to dinner anyway.
I'm sure they did too. I'm sure right now as we speak, they're laughing.
They're all having a wonderful time without you right now.
Right. Yep. And happily so, I hope.
Yeah. It's nice of them to do it, but yeah, I mean, it's obviously reasonable to do it when you want to do it. It is your fucking birthday.
All right.
You did nothing wrong. Good for you.
Thank
good
you.
For you for standing up. Wait till you tell Todd. Todd's going to be so pleased. I have a pet story.
Yay!
Meow, 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 meow. I want to hear some pet stories.
And my pet story this week is not about either of the cats.
Oh.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I got a new elephant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you ever.
You might have seen the picture on my Facebook page if you're one of my Facebook friends. So as you guys may recall, I had adopted an elephant named Sagala. Sagala and I were together for a couple of years, but she's moved on now and she's reintegrated into the wild. She still comes back for visits now and then, but she's living wild these days.
Oh, she does come back. And did she have a baby?
We think she's pregnant, but, you know, the elephants are pregnant for 2 years.
Oh, okay. So we won't know for a while.
We won't know for a while if she's actually pregnant. But anyway, since she had moved on, I thought, well, I don't want to continue sponsoring her. She's out living in the wild. I want to get updates on, you know, a fresh new young elephant. So I adopted a new elephant whose name is Wamata. And she's only a year old. So I will be following her progress for several years because I think it's usually around 8 or 9 or 10 before the elephants start moving
on. Boy, she looks pretty big.
Oh, well, she looks big because she's an elephant, but she's just a little baby.
Oh, okay.
She's a little bit underweight as well because she was found. Oh, my goodness. Poor little baby. She was found out in the middle of nowhere. It was a helicopter flying over, and they saw her just wandering around, a little baby elephant all by herself, which is very unusual. They usually have lots of big elephants around them. And it was in the middle of a drought. So they found her and they rescued her and they brought her back. And she's very popular with the other elephants at the orphanage. So I'm really looking forward to following her progress for the next several years. And then she'll reintegrate into the wild and all will be well. So that's my pet story. I have my new elephant, Wamata.
And may I just say...
Now, all right, now tell me about your video. I'm very
intrigued by this. Well, I have a video of the week, and I'm so glad that I placed these things where I did, because you're talking about your elephant. My video of the week is not just a little video that you could go watch. Well, I mean, you can go watch it, but it's not a little video. It's been happening for maybe 2 weeks.
Okay.
But I only found out for myself this past week and yesterday because of Melissa, the new girl at work.
Oh, yeah.
Who watches it on her app. Some of you may know, there are bald eagles in California who have laid eggs and they're about to hatch chicks.
I gotcha.
Jackie and Shadow are the bald eagles.
Okay.
They laid three, Jackie laid three eggs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And so they've been nursing those eggs for the whole time.
Yeah.
And so Melissa's been watching and kind of keeping us informed, but it came to pass that during this week, two of the eggs hatched.
Ooh, ooh.
And so we have baby chicks.
Baby chicks.
And there's the third
baby
one.
Baby eaglets.
There's the third one. And the thing of it is, Jackie and Shadow had two eggs last year, and neither of them became chicks because it's about 50% for bald eagles in bringing your eggs to fruition.
Ah.
So they got two little babies. And so there's still the third one that had started to hatch. And when she told me about it, I just had to go Google. It was slow. It was so slow at work yesterday. I just went to YouTube.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. YouTube.
This is the one on Big
Bear. Live. Bob.
Yeah. Big Bear. Big Bear.
Big Bear. Big
Bald
Bear
Eagle Live Nest. Yeah.
Yes.
I've got it. I've got it right
And
there.
I am addicted to this video. And I have to tell you, the whole time I was watching yesterday, there was that one egg halfway open with some hair flying out of it. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, how long does it take an egg to hatch? Please tell me this, this little bird isn't dead. But the two chicks that were in the nest, siblings, what a hoot to watch them. Well, they're just balls of gray fuzz.
Yes.
And Jackie or Shadow, whoever comes in, will feed them. And I think there's a lot of sibling rivalry there because one of the chicks gets in front of the other to get all of the food.
That's how you get, that's Darwinism.
And then the other one, that poor little skinny one with the long neck and the hand that just goes down. Uh-huh. He's just like, please give me food. Please give me food. He gets like no food. He can't beat up his brother.
It looks like the third one has hatched.
Exactly. Last night, you know, I come out here and I drink and listen to music and I didn't watch. And so today when I came here, I went back there and there's a third chick. The third chick lived.
Yep. They're all hanging in there.
Yeah. And you know, there are a lot of minutes you have to just watch the mother or the father sit on the chicks.
Yeah, they do.
And it's not that exciting. But the thing of it is, while I was watching, when the third egg hadn't hatched yet, and the other two were there, the mother, Jackie, was there. And she would take, you know, those talons of death.
Yes.
She would take them and just scoop up her little babies and the egg and put them in the nest and then just lay on top of them. Uh-huh. And then she would go back and forth, just cuddling, making them happy.
Yeah. They're good. They're good mamas.
I just love it. I love it. And they're still there.
It reminds me of, I think it was during the pandemic, that some zoo, there was a giraffe that was ready to give birth. And it was for like 3 weeks. They're like, this giraffe's going to drop any minute, you guys. And for like 3 weeks, we're just watching going, where's the baby giraffe? Mish was addicted to that. I remember that being Mish's big thing. She's like, still no baby giraffe. But what did finally, of course, get born.
Oh, but I don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
While I was watching, well, the late breaking shout out was that was the third chick. But I was watching when the mom was on the, and normally it's just silent. She's just looking around. And the scenery, the nest they're in, is so high up.
And it's in Big Bear, so it's not at all beautiful. Unattractive to look
and
at.
Every time the wind blows, their nest goes this way and that. Uh-huh. But, you know, she's normally just sitting there. But another bird flew over her nest. Ooh. And she just went from silent to, get away from my babies.
There's, if you go to YouTube and do a search for Jackie and Shadow, you will not only find the live feed, but you'll find lots of clips here's one of Shadow chasing off some pesky ravens, apparently. So that could be part of it. And also apparently a flying squirrel. Landed on poor Jackie while she was sitting on the nest. But you'll also find videos of all of the little birdies being hatched.
But it's
adorable.
Just so amazing that something like this could capture me so much that I cannot
nature at work
not watch it.
Exactly. Oh, it's beautiful. Nature's a lovely thing. Well, everybody check out Jackie and Shadow on the live feed there on YouTube. And, you know, again, if they're not there, they'll be there. Somebody will be there because the babies are very small.
Today, I saw Shadow for the first time. Normally, it's Jackie who goes out and gets birds and fish and feeds the kids. But I actually saw Shadow come in while Jackie was on the babies.
Now, how can you tell them apart?
Well, they look exactly alike.
They do seem to look the same.
Maybe Shadow was on the kids and Jackie came back in. But I got to see both the parents at the same time today.
Right. There is also, by the way, you guys, there's an old video here from 2021 that shows some ravens eating one of the eggs, which is why I guess that
year they didn't have
any babies.
No.
You gotta watch out for those fucking ravens, man. All right, let's move on with the show because we're so far over time. I have a fuck off this week.
Yes.
We'd like to reintroduce the fuck off segment.
With a disclaimer.
With a disclaimer. We are going to do it. I don't want to say his name. You know who I mean, but that guy can fuck off. I don't want to say his name because, again, I will reiterate, I don't want to get arrested. And I know right now we have freedom of speech in this country, but who knows how long that's going to last. So for now.
Well, sitting here in my den, I'd like to get arrested. If it happens,
sure,
I think I'll change my mind.
Yeah, I would think so too. When you hear that thunk, thunk, thunk from your front door, you'll be sorry. But anyway, he can fuck off. We're gonna do it weekly. Every week we're gonna tell him to fuck off. I probably won't say his name, but
any
maybe
particular reason or just because who he is?
Just
because
he sucks. No, there's no particular reason this week.
Other than all the things he's done. I did watch a few minutes of. What used to be called the State of the Union, but apparently
now it's just called the Joint Session of Congress.
You're right.
Yeah.
What an asshole!
I didn't watch that. I did see a recording of his meeting, so called, with Zelensky.
Mm.
What a fucking scumbag! And oh my God, J.D. Vance. I didn't even know how much I hated J.D. Vance until
I
saw
that.
Jesus,
yes.
What a little
if
fuck.
If you didn't hate him before, you
oh
will
Oh my
after
God,
that.
What a little fuck that guy is. I'd love to get just 5 minutes with him and just beat the shit out of him. I'm pretty sure I could take him, by the way.
And the thing that I love is that when Saturday Night Live does politics, Bowen Yang, the gayest guy who ever lived, plays J.D. Vance. I hope you know that, J.D. The gayest guy ever plays.
I'm sure
you.
He knows. Him and his hillbilly elegy. He can get the fuck. So those are our fuck-offs. I also have a you rule this week. I'm giving my you rule this week to my therapist, Kelly. And there's a little bombshell I have dropped. I am now seeing a therapist every other week. And it's been good for me. It's not good for my wallet, but it's good for me.
Boy, do I know that.
She's out of network too, so it's like extra expensive. If she was in network, it would be a little less.
Now, I think I asked you this before when you told me privately.
Yeah.
Are you face to face? This isn't. Internet.
We're not face to face. We're online, but we do use the cameras, so we see each other.
Okay, so you do see each other.
Yeah, I think she doesn't see people in an office, and I honestly I think that's maybe one of the upsides of the pandemic and everything going remote.
Well, my upside is that Todd and I don't look at each other.
Do you not even do cameras? I was going to ask you that. Do you not even do cameras?
We just type.
You type. You don't even talk live.
Right.
Wow. Well,
right. We just
interesting. But that's fine. That I'm sure that removes a lot of barriers. You can just say whatever the fuck you want to say. I find it easier, I think, to talk to somebody via a camera. I think I'm more open with her than I would be if I was sitting in her office.
Right.
But she's been great. You know, I've only seen her I started seeing her in January and I see her every other week. So I've seen her about eight times maybe now. She's good. She's got insights that's what therapy's for, right? It's not just to talk out the things, but to have somebody point out, you know, did you hear what you just said or whatever it is, you know, or the one she always gets me on is I'm looking at your physicality right now. Tell me what you are feeling physically because I'm just constantly so fucking tense. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm like, yeah, my neck's all sore, my shoulders are all tense and everything. And that's why I guess it's good to have the camera on because she can see me sort of just, she can see my muscles tightening from where she is. But anyway, Kelly rules. I really like her. And it's going well.
Great.
Who are your you rules this week?
Well, I have a you rule this week, and it is for the very and wonderful podcast mate of mine, Stan's.
Me?
Yes.
Well, what did I do?
Well, and it also contains an apology.
Oh.
Because...
This is about.
Last week, when my birthday came,
yes,
and I took the day off, I came back in, and my sis brought me a box from the post office.
Yep.
From Amazon. And I went and I thought, what the hell? I didn't order anything. I opened it up.
I put a note.
And I thought, oh my God. And I saw the note. It was a birthday present from my friend Stens.
That's me.
And it was a little heavy, but I opened it up. And when I first opened it, I saw the things. It was a thing, you know, where they have plastic things with cutouts and things are in the cutouts. And I looked at it and I thought, oh my God, I think I know what this is.
Okay.
And so I thought, this is great. I closed it back up.
Yeah.
And I put it in the floor.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was beautiful and wonderful and the most thoughtful, fun gift anyone could ever give to me, especially because I'm here on the Hucklebug.
Yes.
Now, I will say, the apology is because until today, because it was heavy and bulky, I couldn't get it out to my car.
Okay.
So, yes, yesterday, I asked Pouty Pants Pat to put it into my car so I could put it in the rolly cart and bring it inside. And then I opened it up. And when I thanked Stens, I said, I thought it was kind of plug and play. It'll be easy.
That was my worry when I bought it.
And when I opened it up, it maybe is not so much. Mm. So I opened it up. So it's not here. I was so hoping to have a new favorite tonight.
I'm
not going to tell you people what she bought me.
Oh.
But it is the greatest gift ever. And next week, I'm sure I will get it out.
We'll have a new favorite.
Put everything out, and it'll be a new favorite.
Okay. All right.
But Stens.
So just a you rule this week.
But Stens, that idea. What? You know, when I think about buying people bobbleheads of themselves,
yeah,
this is the most personalized gift
I've ever
gotten.
You were so kind. You were so kind. Honestly, I had no idea what to get you. I'm sorry, you guys. I realize we're talking about it and you're all at home going, what is it? But I went on Amazon and I was like, I don't know what to get Bette. And she hasn't put anything in her wish list for like 30 years. So there's nothing in her wish list. And so I did a search for just gifts. I think gifts maybe for women, but I think probably just gifts. And just started sort of scrolling through and I was like, this looks like something that Bette would find very useful. And in fact, she could use it while we're hucklebugging. This would be lovely. This is a nice thing. I'll get her that. And that's what I got her.
Well,
so I'll take all of the love you want to send my way. But honestly, I as thoughtful as you may think it is, it was really more of a, well, that looks good.
Well, and I have to say, I don't know if we talked about this on the show or after the show last time, but we talked about left side of the desk, right side of the desk.
We did talk about that. I remember
that. And everything I have is on the left side.
Same
this
here.
One will have to be on the right
I'll
side.
It'll have to be on the right. Okay.
So that's going
to
be...
To be near a power source?
I'm going to have to do some practice.
Okay.
But okay. Stens, you fucking rule.
All right. I'll accept it. Thank you. I appreciate it. So this week I just rule for giving her a gift. And next week, hopefully, you guys will find out what the gift is. And on that bombshell, we're going to end the show. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I know it ran a little bit long, but we were off last week, so you get a little extra of us this week. We love you so much. We'll be back next week with episode 730. Until that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bette, and it'll be a zero.
That's right. We will talk to you next week. Love you guys.
Love you.
Brett and Stenny, it's the Hucklebug. Bye.
Bye.
Mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.